Think of the Children by Kerry Wilkinson, read by Becky Hindley. Chapter 1. The windscreen wipers on Detective Sergeant Jessica Daniels' battered old car thundered from side to side in an attempt to clear the pouring rain. She leant forward for what seemed like the 100th time since starting the journey, wiping a thin layer of condensation away from the inside of the front window. Jessica steered with one hand while continuing to clear the windows, muttering curses under her breath that related partly to her car, partly to the daily commute, but mainly to the weather itself. She had lived in Manchester for over a decade, and if there was one thing the natives were used to, it was rain. She shivered slightly as cool air poured out of the car's vents. It was almost 5 minutes since she'd set the fans to the hottest temperature possible, but they still weren't producing anything other than a light but decidedly Arctic-feeling breeze. Glancing away from the road, Jessica looked at the man in the passenger seat. If you could stop breathing for a while, it would make this a lot easier. Detective Constable David Rowlands gave a half-smile. Was that one of the selling points when you bought this thing? Works perfectly as long as you don't breathe when it's raining. You can walk if you'd prefer. Out of the corner of her eye, Jessica saw the constable take a half glance out of the passenger window, but it was clear he wasn't thinking about it seriously as the rain continued hammering on the roof of the vehicle. You're all right. I can't believe you make this journey every day. Jessica sighed, continuing to edge her car forward in the slow-moving traffic. She lived in the Didsbury area, south of the main city centre. In a region that offered everything from high-priced flats at Salford Quays and multi-million pound footballers' mansions all the way down to some of the most deprived housing estates in the country, it wasn't a bad place to call home. The biggest problem where she lived was the traffic jams on the way to the Longsight police station where she worked. The tailbacks were bad enough at the best of times, but with the weather the way it was, everyone was moving even more slowly than usual. She kept tight to the car in front, ignoring the person in the vehicle she knew was trying to cut into her lane. You didn't have to stay at mine last night, you know, Jessica said. Yeah, but we did have a good time, didn't we? Jessica paused and smiled, thinking about the night before. Don't say things like that around the station or you'll start rumours. Yes, you're right. You don't have to be so disgusted at the idea of being associated with me. Anyway, I'm amazed your girlfriend came for tea. I've spent the last 4 months thinking this Chloe was imaginary. At least I've met her now and verified she isn't clinically mental. Roland sighed. Is that an official medical term? Yes. The temperature changed almost instantly from freezing cold to searing hot. Jessica's car fans didn't differentiate between anything other than the two extremes. The shift meant the windscreen did at least begin to clear, although the only thing it revealed was rows of traffic seemingly not moving and a set of traffic lights in the distance, the red light beaming through the misty greyness of the morning. Jessica shuffled uncomfortably in the driver's seat, trying to stop her legs from cramping, and sighed again. It wasn't that long ago I was on a beach for my only holiday in years, reading crappy books, drinking cocktails and enjoying the sun. How can I forget? They dumped all your paperwork on me. I can't picture you lying around not doing anything, though. In all the time I've known you, you never stop. Jessica didn't want to admit it, but he was right. She had spent the first morning on the beach with a book, trying not to look at an overweight tourist wearing leopard skin speedos and a sailor's hat. After getting bored and hiring a car, she spent much of the rest of her 3 week break driving around the Greek island. She had intended for the holiday to be relaxing, a chance to get some space after a series of murders where the killer had sent her severed fingers from the victims through the post. After almost becoming the final casualty herself, Jessica had wondered what she wanted from her future. Given her state of mind and accrued unpaid overtime, she was given permission to take a longer holiday than most officers got. She went away not knowing whether this was the job for her, and returned none the wiser. So little had changed. Jessica ignored Roland's assessment, slowly moving her car forward as the lights ahead turned green and the line of traffic inched along. The car that had been trying to cut into her lane edged in behind her,